For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Back to old school on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
This is Old School. I'm your host, Austin Norman, with you for another 20 minutes or so. I'm going to throw it to National right after this because it's blizzard outside. The conditions are not great, so it'll just be me that'll wrap us up here on The Ticket for the day, but of course not for the week. We are at Buffalo Wings and Rings from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. tomorrow and Friday. All the action will be out at Buffalo Wings and Rings on 68th and O. Stop by. As soon as you walk in the door, you get a raffle ticket for prizes, but you should know this. If you are one of the first 64 people in the door, doors open at 10:15 tomorrow morning, you get a ping pong ball. Your team advances to, I believe it's the Final Four. Yep, you win prizes like Wings and Rings, gift cards, and more. Giving prizes away at top of every hour from noon to 5 both days. Again, completely free. You walk in, you get a raffle ticket, you pay for your food. Pretty much is what it is. You win a prize, you're not able to redeem it the same day, but we would love to see you back on Friday or again in the next week or so. Before we get back into the college hoops chatter, just saw this pop across the old Twitter timeline here from John Morosi, who's a Major League Baseball Network writer, kind of respectable source, respect his opinion on a lot of stuff. John Morosi says, infielder Bryce Matthews, the 2023 first-round pick from Husker Baseball, has impressed Astros officials during spring training, especially on the defensive side. I wouldn't be surprised if he debuts in the majors this year. Now, that's interesting. How about that? Bryce Matthews, first-round pick back in 2023, has impressed them, especially on the defensive side. That, to me, has really been the question for Bryce Williams. It was at, Bryce Matthews. My apologies to the first Bryce. Bryce Matthews certainly has the athletic capability to stick in the middle infield. Certainly has the arm as a former high school quarterback. Mechanics weren't always there. Footwork wasn't always there. Holding on to the ball wasn't always easy for Bryce Matthews at Nebraska. If he's put in the work defensively, that's going to go a long way to helping Bryce Matthews make the major leagues and stick in the major leagues. That is certainly a talented player. Would love to see Bryce Matthews get a shot, hit some monster home runs for the Astros minor league system last year. Really encouraging, really promising sign to hear for Bryce Matthews, who will he play second base and help take over for Jose Altuve, who is still with the Astros, but is making the transition out to left field. Can Bryce Matthews be a shortstop? Potentially. The Astros have been through a bit of a rotating door there. Jeremy Pena was a guy that played well in their World Series run, got some postseason honors. Definitely didn't back it up last year. So there's certainly opportunity there for Bryce Matthews. And if that doesn't fail, can he be part of a platoon out in center field with former Husker Jake Meyers as well? All sorts of stuff on the table for him, but that is fantastic news to hear for Bryce Matthews. Would love to see him make his major league debut in 2025. All right, back to college basketball. Number of high-profile jobs still open, right? We had Indiana and North Carolina State filled. Just got done talking about Darian DeVries and Will Wade being hired there. But there's a handful of jobs that I think are going to be fascinating to watch. One I'll just get out of the way quickly, Iona. Looks like they're going to hire an NBA sitting assistant to come back and be the coach there. They fired Tobin Anderson after 2 years. They were 8 minutes away from qualifying for the NCAA tournament by winning the conference tournament championship. 12-5 in their last 17 games. Of course, Tobin Anderson was one of the architects of Fairleigh Dickinson's 16-1 upset of Purdue just a couple short years ago. So that was a bit of a confusing, surprising move. They better be right, because you don't let a respected voice, a classy guy like Tobin Anderson, go and then get the next hire wrong. So that'll be interesting. But in the power conferences, you got Villanova, Minnesota, Iowa, and Virginia as jobs that are still open and available. Where would I be looking to go? If I'm a coach and I have my pick of any of those four jobs, based off the vibes, I'm probably going to Virginia. That's a gettable conference. Virginia has some very recent upper level success. Now, would fans expect you to become Tony Bennett 2.0? You might have to fight that expectation a little bit, but Virginia certainly has some basketball history and tradition. It plays in a gettable open conference, should have resources to build back up pretty quickly. I'd be very intrigued by the Virginia job. Villanova as well. Not exactly a basketball, you know, powerhouse. Did win that title in 85 with Raleigh Massimino. And of course, the Jay Wright comparisons are always going to be there. Nova did not get it right in picking former Jay Wright, right-hand man, Kyle Neptune from Fordham to take over. Villanova was incredibly, incredibly mid, very average. That's what the Wildcats were. Missed the NCAA tournament all three seasons that Kyle Neptune ended up in charge of the Wildcats program. It's in Philly. It's in the Big East. No football program, Division I football program to worry about taking care of in the same way. Basketball is absolutely the focus at that university. Villanova was in that conversation for new blood. Not blue blood, don't get me wrong, but new.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
With how Jay Wright made Villanova cool, how Jay Wright made Villanova a winner. They had their fair share of first-round flameouts when Jay Wright first took over and into the late 2010s and or 2000s and early 2010s. But Villanova was a very consistent, you know, 25, 26, even 30-game winner there for a while. And I think just based off the vibes, I like Nova, right? Of all the teams that kind of popped up and got good, I wasn't mad at Villanova in the slightest. Doesn't help or doesn't hurt their case that they beat North Carolina in a title game. That was pretty freaking cool. Loved watching that. That was neat. But I don't mind Villanova. I think that'd be a really good job to take in a tough Big East conference. But for a conference in the Big East that most of that rev share money is going to be going to basketball, I think that's a great opportunity. Then you get down to Iowa and Minnesota. Sounds like Minnesota is narrowing its search, honing it in on Nico Medved, who's a Minnesota alum, Minnesota guy through and through, currently the head coach at Colorado State. Of course, the Rams are the favorite right now in the 5-12 matchup over a fifth-seeded Memphis in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Not a bad job at Minnesota, not a great job. NIL needs to improve, certainly needs to tick up. Ben Johnson, arguably overachieved each of the last 3 years, given what he had to work with in NIL and on the roster, but the Gophers still let him go. They must think it's Nico Medved's time. I just think Iowa is in just such a fascinating kind of limbo state as a program right now. Above average program, good program, relatively consistent postseason contender. Made the NCAA tournament, I believe, 7 to 15 years under Fran McCaffrey. The NIT a handful of those times as well, but never made it further than a 1-1 record in the NCAA tournament. Never saw a Sweet 16, even with the Murray twins, even with Luca Garza, Peter Jok, Tyler Cook, Jordan Bohannon, right? We know the names we love to hate here in Huskerville. Iowa seems like it should be a pretty decent job, right? You get some stability there. They're not a program that just lets coaches go willy-nilly. You get some runway. What are the resources like? I just don't know. I did see this from Scott Docterman, who did used to write about Iowa for The Athletic. He's more a national writer, national college football reporter for them now. He compared it to West Virginia, who we'll get to here in a second as well. He says, let's be analytical. History, West Virginia, 31 NCAAs, 2 Final Fours. Iowa, 29 NCAAs and 3 Final Fours. Been a while for all those schools in getting to the Final Four, but okay, numbers are a wash. They've both been ranked in the final AP poll in the neighborhood of 20 times, 19 for the Mountaineers, 21 for the Hawkeyes. In terms of facilities, West Virginia's arena is 15 years older than Carver Hawkeye, and Iowa has a renovation planned. And in terms of men's basketball revenue, West Virginia raked in $13.28 million, Iowa $13.86 million. Scott does give the NIL advantage to West Virginia. And then he says this in a reply. The numbers are the numbers. Iowa ranked 15th in men's basketball coaching salaries among the Big Ten's 16 public schools, ahead of only Minnesota. NIL was abysmal. Ticket sales, whiff of gangrene. 2 out of every 3 seats were empty. This hire is a defining moment for the next decade. And that I believe. And that's not off to a good start. Iowa's top target was Darian DeVries. I am convinced of that fact. That's a guy who was born in Iowa, who played his college ball at Northern Iowa, who was an assistant at Creighton just across the river for a long time, who then coached at Drake in the state of Iowa, and then went to West Virginia when Iowa's job wasn't open, and now says, nope, no thank you, in-state school. Not going to do it. Going to Indiana instead. That's got to sting. Now, am I mad that it stings for Iowa? No, not in the slightest. I think Darian DeVries is a fantastic basketball coach. I understand why Iowa wanted him. I understand how Indiana got him, offering him $6 million per year, which, again, is a far cry from ranking 15th out of 16th in terms of public schools in the Big Ten and head coach salary. Is Iowa interested in Ben McCollum, the current head coach at Drake, who succeeded Darian DeVries? Is Iowa in the spot where they can take a flyer on basketball Lance Leipold in Ben McCollum? Is that what Beth Getz wants? This is the first major hire of her Iowa tenure. She's relatively new there, having just taken over for Gary Barta not too long ago. She was part of the team that put together the plan to move on from Brian Ferentz as Iowa's offensive coordinator, but she's kept Kirk around. She made the decision to fire Fran McCaffrey. I tend to agree with Scott. This is a big moment for this Iowa program in determining who it needs to hire. We'll wrap up this segment with that. We'll get you some names for the other coaching searches as well when we get back to Old School.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.